Hey, everybody. Welcome to Just for Variety. Today is August 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Melissa Barrera admits she had to overcome some major issues while shooting her Netflix series, Keep Breathing. The In the Heights star plays an attorney on the show who is the only survivor after her small plane crashes into a lake in the frigid wilderness. Not only is Barrera not the outdoorsy type, but she also has a paralyzing fear of drowning. On today's episode, she opens up about diving into her work. Plus, she talks about returning for Scream 6 after Neve Campbell bowed out of the franchise. Also, find out what it was like singing and dancing opposite Paul Mescal in first-time director Benjamin Millepied's adaptation of Carmen. But first, let's take a look at what's also in this week's Just for Variety column. As you know, I love chatting with Selma Hayek, so I was more than happy to catch up with her the other day to chat about her latest project. Hayek is a producer of Santa Evita, Netflix's Spanish-language series about the disappearance of Eva Perón's body after she died in 1952 at age 33. It really is a thriller, Hayek told me. Instead of who killed the person, it's like, where is the body of the person? Who stole it? Who has it? Why did they steal it? I find it very original. Hayek also talked about working with Angelina Jolie, who not only wrote, but also directed her next film, Without Blood, a drama co-starring Damien Bashir. Angelina is the best director I've ever worked with, Hayek said. She's extraordinary. I think this might be her best movie. Santa Evita is available now on Netflix. For more of my chat with Selma Hayek, check out the magazine or head over to Variety.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Just for Variety. I'm talking to Melissa Barrera. Before being cast as Sam Carpenter in Scream 5, Barrera starred in the movie adaptation of the hit Broadway musical In the Heights. Now she's just popped up on Netflix in the streamer's new drama series, Keep Breathing. I talked to Barrera over Zoom from the set of Scream 6. How are you, love?
I'm good. How are you?
I am really good. You freaked me out with this new series.
Oh.
I kept saying to my husband, I'm like, what would you do? What would you do?
That's the thing. Nobody knows. Unless you've been in that situation, you don't know what you would do.
So tell me about shooting it. How much in the wilderness were you? How nuts did it get for you?
It was pretty intense. We were out there. We were up in Whistler and Squamish for about half the time, I think, that the shoot. So out of the 3 months, probably a month and a half, maybe even more. And it was hard, you know, for everyone, for the crew, for us. It was long hours. Summer days in Canada are really long. So we would, you know, we would shoot the most out of the daylight that we had, which made for long days, but it was also, you know, nice to be out in nature every day and like have lunch, you know, by the lake and just like breathing the trees and the clean oxygen. And after having been, you know, indoors for a year and a half in the pandemic, that was the best thing that I could have ever asked for.
How much did you really have to get in that water and how cold was it?
It was pretty cold. It was cold enough that they didn't want me in it for too long. And I'm always like, no, I want to do it. You see me, it was like entire days in the water sometimes.
Wow.
It's exhausting because it's so cold that it's like you're you're doing like a HIIT workout all the time because your body is just shivering violently. And I'm also acting like I'm panicked. So that's, you know, like the labored breathing adds right. to it. So I would get dizzy and then they would be like, okay, she needs to come out. And I would come out, we would rest for a little bit. Then we would go back in. I was of course wearing a wetsuit underneath right. because it would have been impossible to do it without it.
Were there any times where I was like, okay, we're pushing it. We're just pushing it too far.
Yeah. There were a few times where the wetsuit would squeeze me. And so I would just feel like I literally couldn't breathe. And because I'm a trooper, I'd be like, no, it's fine. I'll just use it for the scene. But then our stunt water people would look at me and be like, no, like you need to come out. You need to rest for a little bit. And I'd be like, no, I'm fine. And they were like, no, you need to come out. You're turning purple. It's fine. And but I'm glad that I could do it, you know, at least that they got me and I was able to do the most of the water work. I think the only things that I didn't do in the water were like, you know, they had like someone dive to like 30 feet
right.
deep with like bags that were weighted and like swim up. That was something that I wasn't going to do. but everything else, it was, you know, it was fun.
Did you physically have to train for it?
I was in pretty good shape coming up. I had just finished Carmen. Mm. And so I had been dancing a lot. So I felt like I was in pretty good shape. I didn't do any like physical training, right. but I did do a lot of water training. I did a lot of like breath hold training, cold water training to get my body used to cold temperature. I did scuba certification to be able to use a regulator in case I needed it inside the plane. So yeah. That was the what I was most worried about, and what everyone was most worried about was the water scene. So that's what I focused my training on.
So do you enjoy camping? Are you someone who likes this kind of life?
I don't at all. Not at all. I am a lot like Liv in that I am like a person that enjoys having indoor plumbing and a shower and a toilet. And I don't like being dirty, and I don't like having to pee in the woods. Like that's not my thing. I became a lot more outdoorsy because of this show. Like I just got a love for it. And that's something that I always find when I'm doing a role, I end up acquiring the character's like loves, you know, whatever the character does, I end up having a new love for that.
Well, you end up, you know, you're in school all the time. So you're learning about camping, you're learning about living in the wilderness.
Yeah, yeah.
So on that note, I'm going to give you a little quiz. Okay. Which of these are not poisonous? Ivy, cardamom, oak, or sumac?
I mean, I know ivy is poisonous, and we had a lot of that. They would actually like take us out and like show us, this is where the ivy is. This is what it looks like, so that we knew not to, if we ever spotted it, we knew not to walk through it. So I know that that's poisonous. And I know that oak can be poisonous. Cardamom feels like it's a spice. So I feel like no. And whatever other thing you said, I have no idea what it is. So let's just say it's not.
You know what? You're completely correct. I was looking for another one, and I literally Googled spice, and yeah. cardamom is a spice.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So, average person could hold their breath underwater for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or 45 seconds.
I'm going to say 2 minutes because I'm an average person and I held my breath for longer than 2 minutes.
You're not an average person.
You're
a dancer. You're in very good shape. 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Oh, that goes by so quickly.
But you know what the world record is?
15? No, 10?
22 minutes.
Oh my God. That's a mermaid. That's literally a mermaid. How awesome to be able to hold your breath for 22 minutes underwater. 22 minutes.
Okay, you want to create safe water. Which one of these is not a way to create safe water? Boil the water, fill it with mint leaves, squeeze it through a shirt.
What? I mean, I know boiling, yes. Filling it with mint leaves or squeezing it through a shirt. I mean, I think squeezing it through a shirt is not a way to make it safe. Is it?
It's a way to make it safer, yeah.
What? Are you serious? My mind has been blown right now.
Yes. I don't know this stuff. This is all Google.
So I want to go back. I want to go back and do some reshoots, actually, now.
Which of these animals is not an animal that would eat a human? Tigers, large crocodiles, giraffes, lions.
Not eat a human?
Would not eat a human.
Is this a trick question? I feel like all of them could eat a human if they were hungry. I mean, a giraffe is technically an herbivore, but I feel like if it came down to it and it was starving, it would. No, you don't think so? I feel like it would. No, it wouldn't? Ah, I don't know. I feel like maybe their neck is too thin. It wouldn't, you know.
Giraffes, they're just sweet, like all these other animals. I can't even believe I just gave you this quiz, but it got me going on this, like, watching the show. I started looking at like survival things and life hacks and how do you, like when you're doing the tourniquet on him and all of a sudden you realize like it's not holding, so you have to put the branch in and then another scarf to hold the branch, and then it's like, when do you pull that whatever that piece that was in his leg?
I didn't pull it out. It just stayed there.
Just stayed there. And he was all dead. And then the bear almost ate him.
Yeah. It was a very informative show. I've heard of a lot of people that have reached out to me to tell me, you know, that they learned a lot by watching the show. And I'm like, well, it's not all like the best stuff that she's doing, because the whole point was she's not an expert, you know, right. Like she's just kind of using common sense and a little bit of knowledge that she's digging up from like her Girl Scout years, but it's not the best. I feel like there's better people to learn from than Liv.
Will there be a season 2?
No, this was always meant to be a mini series, a limited series. I don't know how it would even continue, you know, like her journey is that journey in the forest. And by the end, you know, they found her. So that's it. That's the lesson that she had to learn, you know, and I think it's a beautiful and perfect ending. Mm. Yeah. Some things are meant to be what they are, and they aren't meant to be like stretched and diluted into second seasons that don't make really any sense and just get made because people like them. I'm a believer in like letting things be what they are. And well, this show is that. And I love it for that. And that's a big reason why I signed on. And honestly, when we wrapped, I was like, thank God this is a limited series, because I don't know that I would be able to do this again.
Well, one thing we want more of, which I think you're on the set of, is Scream.
Yes, we are currently shooting Scream, and it's so fun. And
tell me everything.
I can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is that we're having the time of our lives, and that it's scary. It's gonna be scary.
What was it like reading the script for the first time?
Nerve-wracking, I think, because it's always, you know, when you're going into a second part, you always have nerves of like, oh my God, how are we going to continue this? Where are the characters going to go? How's the story going to move? And who's going to come back? Who's not? You know, all these questions. And so the first time I read it, I was nervous. And it also changed so much from the first draft that I read to the one we're shooting. It just changed because it was such a quick turnaround, you know?
Right. So Neve Campbell, we know, isn't coming back. Were you surprised that she's not coming back? And she did something that most people in Hollywood don't do. She got honest and said, you know what? You're not paying me what I think I'm worth.
I think we all were very surprised because we just assumed, you know, she is synonymous with Scream.
Right.
So it was shocking, but also as a woman, I'm like, I get it, you know, like, and especially as a woman of color, I like deal with that stuff all the time where I feel like they're not paying me what I know that I'm worth. But usually for me, I feel like it's because I'm a Latina and they don't value us as much as white women. So if Nev, being a white woman, is feeling undervalued, that just goes to show like how much of a problem it is in the industry. And I applaud her for, you know, sticking to what she believes in. And this job, like this industry, people sometimes think that it's all glamour and it's all like, oh my God, and they make so much money and blah, blah, blah. But really, it's a lot of sacrifice. Like, we go away from our family and our loved one for extended periods of time. We miss out on a lot of things because we're on call, you know, like we're there, and it takes a toll on our bodies. It takes a toll on our minds. And so you have to know that your compensation is worth all of that. And if you don't feel that, then you're going to be miserable on the job, you know? So I was like, you know what? She has every right to do what she did, and we're missing her every day, of course, but we don't close ourselves to the possibility of having her come back if we are lucky enough to get to make another one. You know, it would be amazing.
It would be. Does it inspire you, like you said, as a woman, as a Latina woman, to say, you know what, I'm standing up for myself. Nev Campbell could do it, I could do it too.
Oh, 100%. That's, you know, she's setting an example for all of us coming up. And she was super sweet, and she reached out to me before we started shooting, and you know, just a very sweet message of like support and belief in me. And literally, like, that's all I need. Literally, that's all I needed. Her like blessing and you know, her saying that she's bummed. Like, she knows that this isn't on any of us.
Right.
You know, it's problems that are up there and we're down here. So it wasn't like a hard feelings on any of us at all.
That's a class act that she reached out to you.
Totally.
Not surprised.
Yeah, no, she's one of the great.
We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, Barrera talks about singing and dancing with Normal People star Paul Mescal in the new film adaptation of the musical Carmen. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Just for Variety. Here's more of Melissa Barrera.
So let's talk about Carmen.
Finally, we get to share it with the world. I'm so excited. You have no idea. So excited.
Tell me about the songs you're belting out. Tell me about, is there a song that was like, okay, this is it. This is my moment.
You know what? It's so funny. I think people are going to be very surprised by this movie. Mm. It is a very different kind of film. Okay. And I think it's not what people expect at all. This is a vision. This is Benjamin's like vision, and it's so unique and so specific and different. And he made Carmen his own, and it's a completely different thing to, you know, like any other adaptations that we've seen.
Right.
It feels new, and of course the music is all new.
Yeah.
But there's more dancing than singing. You know, it's more that kind of musical. It's there,
which makes sense. It's Benjamin.
Yeah, it's Benjamin. It's more movement. And there are a few songs all songs are gorgeous. The music is incredible. The score is, you know, Nicholas Britell, yeah. Like just mind blowing every time that he writes something. So I'm excited for the world to see it, because I feel like it's been, you know, it's been
percolating.
Sounding you know, people knew about this movie for years and are like expecting certain things. And because it's the story of Carmen, people already have their minds of like, you think you're going to see a certain thing.
Right.
I feel like everyone is going to be like, that's not what I was expecting. This is a completely, it's an experience.
So tell me about working with Paul Mescal. He's one of my favorites. He's such a sweetheart.
Such a talent and such a gentleman. And we were both like, you know, alone in Australia for 3.5 months. And he's the best partner that you could have. He's so talented. People are going to be so surprised when they hear him and see him. He's doing something different, which I think is exciting. And he's just one of the sweetest people I've ever worked with. He's so great.
Tell me about his dancing. Tell me about his singing.
Well, I think people know that he can sing because he's done a little bit of that. When he was on social media, he would like post some things and people know that he can sing, but he can dance and he can move and he's also such like an athlete, you know, he's such a, like a go-getter. We had to do these like crazy lifts and stuff and we had to trust each other completely. And he was just the perfect person for this role because he was just, you know, wanting to like try things and learn things. And yeah, it was great.
So what's harder, diving into that cold water or getting that first lift from Paul where he's like, okay, here we go.
What's harder or scarier? What's
scarier? Scarier. Yeah.
I think getting in the water was probably scary. No. I told him not to knock.
Oh, come on with those ears. Come on. What is her name?
This is Rambo. This is my baby Rambo. He's a set dog.
So cute.
He's always with me on set, and Zeus is back there. He doesn't care about cameras. But you know, diving into that water was probably one of the scariest things, conquering fears. I have this like real fear of drowning. And so doing all of that was very therapeutic for me, honestly, like working through those fears and like literally learning to breathe. I learned to breathe during this show. And I have this really cool clip of like before we did anything underwater, they would give me a little floaty, you know, the little floaty thing, the noodle.
Yeah.
And so I'd be there with, you know, the stunt team, the water stunt team, and they'd be like ready to take the floaty out for me to like dive under and shoot. But they would always like tell me to like take as many deep breaths as I needed until I felt ready. So
it was like a meditation.
Because it's not easy shooting underwater, acting underwater, pretending that you can see anything when it's like literally all blurry and dark. Like you can't make out any figures, anything. So I'm just pretending to like be able to see things. But it was the most fun, I think, also the scariest, but also the most fun I had.
That was Melissa Barrera. Keep Breathing is streaming on Netflix. Carmen will have its world premiere at TIFF next month. Thanks for listening to Just for Variety. I'll see you next time. But for now, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Malkin. And for all your breaking Hollywood news, go to Variety.com. See you soon.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.